I guess, right?
We don't know for sure yet. Right now, Maple River, New Richland, and St. Clair, those teams are all kind of towards the top there, and there's a, it's kind of a log jam, to be honest, up top. So it'll be interesting to see what seeding does and where, we, where we'll travel, but we do know we will be traveling for sure.
All right, final thoughts, keys here tonight. What are you telling the girls to do to try to hang in there with the Mavericks tonight?
Yeah, I think our key tonight is going to be just playing good, solid defense, forcing them to take some shots that they maybe don't want to be taking, knowing that Anderson's going to get her points, but do the best we can to contain her and just play good, solid defense. And then let everything else go from there. Offensively, we're going to need to do some things. We play a nice little matchup zone style that you don't see a lot. So we're going to have to be prepared for that and be ready to score a few points tonight and see if we can't put ourselves in this game.
All right, there you go, folks. Chris Voss, Buckhead coach on our pregame. We'll take a break. Back with more coming up here in just a moment.
Even though it doesn't feel like it, spring is coming soon. Spring merchandise will be arriving, and Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center needs to make room. So they're having a winter sale. Come on down and save 10 to 50% on select in-store winter items, including gloves and mittens, Carhartt coats, jackets and bibs, Kamek men's, women's and kids' snow boots, and so much more. Come on down and save during the winter sale at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
United Hospital District is growing. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Megan Eitzman, a family nurse practitioner who is now seeing patients in our Blue Earth Clinic. Megan holds a Doctor of Nursing Practice degree and specializes in family medicine with an interest in preventative medicine and women's care. To schedule an appointment with Megan Eitzman in our Blue Earth Clinic, call 507-526-7388. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
This is Leah with Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited. If you're looking for honest and experienced farmland experts and appraisals, we are here to help. As every family situation is different, we can evaluate your unique situation and help you through the numerous decisions to be made. With a strong surge in farmland prices, sales are strong, and it's a good time to discuss your appraisal, auction, or private land sale needs. If you need any help, give me a call at Auctioneer Alley or go online to auctioneeralley.com. When it comes to the experience you need, we have it. We are family-owned for over 60 years and treat each sale as our own.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
At Vex, they're dedicated to supplying farmers with the right products for the right field, regardless of the trait or source company. With their own line of elite germplasm and unique relationships with genetic suppliers worldwide, they provide farmers with the best seed products. The choices at Vex gives our customers a competitive advantage, providing the genetic diversity and trait protection they need, all from one company. For more information, call Jason Engleby in Winnebago at 507-525-0433.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
And we are back here on our pregame show. Martin County West head coach Cliff Anderson joining us now as the Mavericks here get ready to take on the Bucks tonight. And the season has gone pretty well here, I think, Cliff. I mean, you're 16-5. That's a pretty good record. How would you characterize how everything's gone up to this point?
Yeah, really, really good. We were feeling really good about ourselves. The games we had lost, you know, we lost two games to St. Clair, and the second game we played them at home, we 2-point game with a minute to go, and then Fairmont took it to us pretty good. A game we they weren't even full strength, and we just didn't perform very well. Give them credit. And then the Grenada games, we've lost two times to Grenada. The first time was somewhat close in an ugly game, and then Saturday night, Grenada just they took it to us. I mean, we came out, not, I don't want to say flat. I mean, give them all the credit in the world. They had a good game plan, and we had some easy looks or good looks to start the game, and we flat out missed them. So we got off to a terrible start, and then it just kind of steamrolled from there. And that was probably our most lopsided loss of the year. So we're kind of feeling down on ourselves right now. But luckily, we get to play today, tonight, and see what happens.
Yeah, 66-33 was the final in that game. A lot of times you don't want to play a Monday game right away after Saturday, but maybe not such a bad thing this time, huh?
Well, I tell you what, Monday games, I don't understand it. We have 9 Monday games this year,
wow.
8 of them on the road.
Wow.
So we have game 7 on the road tonight for Mondays, and next Monday we go to St. James for our 8th road game on Monday night.
That is quite a schedule, no question about it. Well, you also have an injury that's maybe playing into, what happened. Grenada's got some size, and you lost Liv Borkhart, your center. She's out for the year, I assume, right?
Well, she's going to take another X-ray and some things on Wednesday or Thursday of this week, and she's telling me she's coming back, but I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
She says she's going to play by the playoffs, but, that remains to be seen. We hope she's right. She's dang near 6 foot, and she was really playing well for us when the injury occurred. Again, Grenada has good size, good players, 2-3 scores, so obviously we think Liv would have helped a great deal, but the way they played us that night, it probably wouldn't have. But we're sure hoping that that comes to fruition, that we can get her back.
Okay. Well, Cliff, you get Blue Earth Area here tonight. They have definitely struggled again this year. What do you know about the Bucks? What are you expecting tonight?
Well, I've only seen them for a half against Wyndham earlier in the season. Then I've kind of off and on the internet a little bit. I know they have a couple girls who are doing most of the scoring for them. I think is it an Acura? Harmon and a Lundquist are doing most of the scoring for them. And, you know, the one thing with Coach Voss does a good job with them, it's just they play a really tough schedule. When you're playing St. Peter twice, Fairmont twice, you know, the Jackson County Centrals and those kind of teams, even the Sibley East or somebody, we don't see that competition night in and night out. So that's, I'm sure they're not, I'm guessing they're thinking they could win this game, and they maybe can. So I know their record's not very good, but I know on the road, and the way the Mavs came off of Saturday, you know, we can't take anything for granted.
All right. So as you look at the rest of the year here, Cliff, I mean, we are getting right down there. I think you only have a couple games left after tonight, right?
Yep. After tonight, we host Sleepy Eye St. Mary's, which is a very good team. And then we go to St. James, like I said, on that Monday night. And I think we seed on Monday during the day, so... You know, we were hoping that if we could have pulled out a victory against Grenada on Saturday, that maybe we had an outside chance at the 1 seed. But now we're hoping for a 2 and not a 3. Springfield's a pretty good team, too. So we'll see what happens. But, it's coming down to an end. So we really need to pick it up and hopefully get healthy and play some good basketball.
All right. Final thoughts then. Keys tonight. What are you telling the girls they got to get done to knock off Blue Earth tonight?
Well, we got to make shots. You know, usually our defense is our leader. And like I said, we've had a couple games this year where we've missed a lot of I don't want to say easy shots, but some point-blank shots, even if they are contested a little bit. And we need to start putting the basketball in the hole a little more consistent. And if that happens, I think our defense will be fine. But go out tonight and play hard and hopefully control the boards and be aggressive to the rim.
All right, there you go, folks. Cliff Anderson, Martin County West head coach on our pregame. We'll take a break. Back with more coming up in a bit.
Welcome, Oil Company of Welcome is your place to turn for bulk fuels and delivery. They carry farm oil and BP petroleum products, keeping engines and equipment running smoothly. Using advanced lubricant technology, these high-quality oils are formulated to meet or exceed the performance requirements of today's heavy-duty equipment. See Welcome Oil Company for fuel pumps, hoses, and hitch-stock fuel carts. Call 507-728-8865. Welcome Oil Company of Welcome.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask MinIowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
The Tremont Town Center Market is the store built by the community. Their deli makes it easy to grab a meal on the go or to take home. The bakery has fresh baked goods for any special occasion. The meat department offers great options in every price range. And their fresh fruits and vegetables in the produce department will have you coming back for more. They also have 24-hour pay at the pump fuel service and a liquor store. They're open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thank you for shopping the Tremont Town Center Market.
Back here in Blue Earth, getting ready for this one tonight between the Bucks and the Mavericks. B game is over, and in that one, Martin County West defeating Blue Earth area 47-19 was the final in the B game tonight. Blue Earth area wins, or Martin County West wins it over Blue Earth area 47-19. Let's take a look at the starting lineups in tonight's contest here. Blue Earth area, Kate Armin, 5'5", senior. Lola Lundquist, 5'4", sophomore. Erica Gayden, 5'6", junior. Maddie Ferguson, the 5'6", junior. And Ashlyn Klinkner, 5'7", senior, are the starters for Chris Voss and the Bucks, who come in at 2-19 on the season. Martin County West starters tonight, Courtney Anderson, a sophomore. Emily Shetler, sophomore. Junior Avery Sanders. Ella Carlson, the only senior in the starting lineup. And Emily Anderson, a junior. The starters for Cliff Anderson and the Mavericks. And yes, Martin County West has had a pretty decent year. They're 16-5 coming into tonight's game, although they suffered a pretty sound defeat to Grenada Huntley East Chain and Martin Luther Truman on Saturday. 66-33 was the final score in that one. So those are the starters in tonight's contest. Bucks and the Mavericks coming up, and we'll have the tip-off for you coming your way in just a little bit. We'll be back right after this timeout.
When your project calls for concrete, call on Bedrock Ready Mix, located north of Winnebago on Highway 169. They're your locally owned and operated Ready Mix cement, rock, and sand supplier, offering superior customer service to help you meet your project goals. Bedrock Ready Mix has quality products you can trust to get the job done. Call Bedrock Ready Mix 507-525-3400 or find them north of Winnebago on Highway 169.
Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist and Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
More on Ace Hardware in the Tremont Town Center is your full-service Ace Hardware store. They carry a full line of Valspar, Clark, and Kensington paints. Grilling season is here, and you'll find Weber and Traeger grills in stock. You'll also find a full supply of lawn and garden items, including Craftsman and Toro lawn equipment. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. More and Ace Hardware in the Tremont Town Center is a place with the helpful hardware folks.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
Extend the life of your equipment with Cenex Premium Greases. Engineered with quality-based oils and well-balanced formulas to protect equipment in a wide range of temperatures and tough conditions. The Cenex line of grease products offer excellent rust protection, water resistance, and anti-wear properties to extend equipment life. Cenex Grease delivers the dependability you need to keep your operation running like a well-oiled machine.
Through the end of the month, get a discount on all oil and grease products at New Way K&H Cooperative and receive a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of Cenex lubricants purchased.
Hi, this is Ian Sin with the Sin Family Celebration of Life Center in Trimont. Our newly remodeled facility can host funerals, visitations, and meals all in one convenient location. Check us out on Facebook or at www.sinfuneralhome.com to learn more, or call us today at 507-639-5711 to learn about how prearranging with us can lock in today's prices while also giving your family peace of mind. Sin Family Celebration of Life Center is proud to be family-owned and locally operated.
People are changing their lifestyle habits, feeling better, and having more energy with help from Tirzepatide and TAFE Wellness. Check out the reviews on Facebook. Nick has lost 73 pounds, sees a difference in the mirror, and his knees feel much better. He now walks 2 to 3 miles every day and has started light weightlifting and farm work. Start your weight loss journey in 2024.
TAFE Wellness Center. Take charge of your health.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles. But what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, getting ready to start it tonight here between the Bucks and the Mavericks. Gave you the starting lineups: Armin, Lundquist, Gaydon, Ferguson, and Klinkner for the Bucks. And Courtney Anderson, Shetler, Carlson, Sanders, and Emily Anderson for Martin County West. We have a busy week of sports here this week. Over on 98 Country tonight, we've got Iowa playoff boys basketball. North Union's taking on Sibley Ocheden over there right now. Tomorrow night, we have Maple River boys basketball on the air for you tonight. Over on 98 Country, the Eagles will be hosting New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Will be in Mapleton to bring you that one. And we also have an Iowa playoff game over right here on AM 1560 tomorrow night as well. Thursday night, it's wrestling. And the pairings came out for that today. So right here on KBEW, we'll have Blue Earth Area. They wrestle Westfield in Hayfield on Thursday night. We'll have that one around 7 o'clock for you on Thursday night. And over on 98.1 FM, Maple River USC will be wrestling Rockford at 6 o'clock. And they would be favored in that one. If they win that, then they would wrestle Mound West Tonka at about 7 or shortly after. That is in Mound. So we're going to make the trip up to Mound on Thursday night for Longhorn Wrestling, and that'll be over on 98.1 FM. So we do have wrestling for you Thursday night. Ready to go here, and it will be Erica Gaydon jumping at center court, and the ball was knocked out of bounds on the near sideline off the tip off of Martin County West, and so it will be Blue Earth Area ball first here. Inbounded to Lola Lundquist, and here we go. Bucks have the first possession of the game. Gaydon right side, Around to Lundquist on the left wing to the corner to Armin. Back on top, Lundquist tries to penetrate. Mavericks kind of in a 2-3 zone. Armin penetrates the zone, shoots in the lane, no good, and the rebound off for the Mavericks. Emily Anderson, she's a good one. Coach Cliff Anderson's daughter, having an outstanding year for the Mavericks. Round to the right corner now for Shetler. Shetler on the dribble, ball loose on the floor, and a jump ball's going to get called here. Shetler's tied up by Klinkner. And the arrow goes to the Mavericks. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. Mavericks put it in, right side to Sanders. Inside, Emily Anderson turns to shoot and gets it off the glass good. So Emily Anderson starts the scoring here tonight. 2-0 Mavericks lead. Minute gone in the first half of this one. Into the front court. Lundquist lost it for a moment. Bucks get a hold of it, though, around to Klinkner. Back to Lundquist. Ferguson pops out now. Left corner for Armin. Lundquist, long three from the left side. In and out, no good. Rebound Ferguson, though. And the Bucks will get another opportunity here. Gaydon has it now. Off to the left side, Klinkner. Klinkner to Ferguson. Right side, Lundquist. Off to Armin. Gaydon on top, Ferguson. Left side, Lundquist. She drives in. Runner off the glass. Had to shoot it. The clock was expiring, the shot clock. It's no good. And the rebound doesn't matter. I think the buzzer went off before the shot. But anyway, either way, it's Martin County West ball. And the Mavericks will bring it up into the front court. Ella Carlson off right side. Shetler has it. Left elbow now for Sanders. Back over to Shetler. She'll shoot it from, or no, check that. It was Courtney Anderson with a shot. No good. Rebound Bucks. Up right side, Kate Armin thought about the three, now pulls it back around to the top to Lundquist, around to Gaydon. Left corner for Klinkner, back on top. Ferguson pops out to take the pass. Off now to Lundquist. Lundquist, left side, Armin. Armin around to the right wing. Lundquist has it, shoots a three. It's off, no good. Bucks 0 for 4 on their first four shots. Rebound to the Mavericks. Emily Anderson into the front court. Excuse me. Left elbow now for Shetler. Off for Carlson. Now to Sanders. Back on top. Emily Anderson shoots the three. It hit the front of the rim and crawled over. And Anderson has the first five for the Mavericks. A little bit of half-court pressure, and Lundquist throws it away, trying to get it over to Klinkner on the far sideline. First turnover. And the Mavericks will get it back again. Emily Anderson will bring it up. Into the front court, goes left side for Carlson. Oh, back door wide open. Carlson passed it, went back door, and got an easy layup on that one. First two for her. And quickly, the Mavericks out to a 7-0 lead. 7-0 run to start the game. Lundquist lost the dribble again, turns it over. Second turnover. Here comes Anderson into the front court. Emily Anderson, right side for Carlson. Dribbles into the middle of the lane. Dishes off to Shetler for a shot right side. Too much on that one. Rebound off for Blue Earth area. Lundquist quickly up right to the top of the key. Dribbles left side and is fouled on the play. And we have our first foul called of the night. It will be on Avery Sanders. And the Bucks will inbound from underneath. Lobbed out to Lundquist on top. Lundquist off now for Armin. Left side, Erica Gaydon. Gaydon, left side, Armin drives in. Her runner bounces on the rim a couple times but wouldn't fall through. 0 for 5 on the first five shots for the Bucks now. Mavericks have it back again. Carlson just inside the top of the key. Off for Courtney Anderson. Over to Shetler. Shetler to the middle of the lane. Sanders with a shot in front. That comes off no good. Rebound to the Bucks. Kate Armin brings it into the front court. And goes left side. Lundquist runner on the baseline. Can't get that one to go, and it goes out of bounds. And will belong to the Mavericks. Maverick ball, 13-15 to go in the first half. Martin County West with a 7-0 lead. Bucks still trying to get their first points here. We're almost 5 minutes into the game. And a foul at the other end on Blue Earth area now. I believe Gayden, maybe? Let's see here. Yep, Erica Gayden gets the foul, her first. First Buck foul. Mavericks inbound underneath. Emily Anderson right side. Pass in the lane. Trying to get it in there to Shetler, but the Bucks steal it away. First turnover on the Mavericks. Lundquist at the other end for three, and that's off no good. 0 for 8 now for the Bucks on their first, or 0 for 7 on their first seven shots. And now another foul out on the perimeter. It's on Gayden again. And so Erica picks up two quick fouls, and that'll get the bench busy over there for Chris Voss. Gayden with two. And here comes Carol Schrader, 5'6 sophomore, coming into the game, and Gayden will come out. Mavericks will inbound far side. Maddie Carlson has checked into the game now. Freshman for the Mavericks. And the inbound far side. Carlson in the right corner. Into Emily Anderson. Back out. Maddie Carlson hits the two. So she comes off the bench and immediately contributes to the scorebook for the Mavericks. 9-0 run now for Martin County West to start the game. Half court trapping here. Bucks get it across the line, though. Armin over to Lundquist. Lundquist left side now for Schrader. Or Shavey, check that. Shavey's in the game now, too. That's Grace Shavey, 5'5 sophomore. And the Bucks are going to take a timeout here with 12:15 left to go in the first half. 12:15 to go. 9-0 run. It's Martin County West 9, Blue Earth Area nothing. Back in a moment.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
When it comes to growing soybeans, performance is everything. Wagner Seed is dedicated to improving your success by utilizing the Asgrow soybean varieties that will perform in your fields. We have knowledge to make recommendations on the Asgrow variety that will make the most of every acre on your farm. Call Wagner Seed, serving South Central Minnesota, now in our fifth generation of seed sales.
Bucks inbound after the timeout. And now right in the lane in front, shot up by Maddie Ferguson. No good. Rebound bounced around, and Ferguson picks it up. Back out to Kate Armin for a three right side. That's no good. And the rebound to Martin County West, and the Bucks can't make a shot here. They're 0 for 9 to start the game. And the Mavericks now have it on top. Emily Anderson will try a three right wing. That comes off no good. Run down in the corner, though, by Sanders. Right into the lane for Courtney Anderson. Back on top to Emily. Left side now, Courtney Anderson. Over to the right side. Carlson shoots it right wing. That's Ella Carlson. No good. And the rebound goes out of bounds underneath off of the Mavericks. Blue Earth area ball, 11:25 to go here in this first half. Bucks trying to get a point here. My goodness, they're, what are we, 8 minutes into the game here. 7 minutes into the game. Still no scoring for the Bucks. 9-0 the score. Out on top, Lundquist has it. Off now for Kate Armin. Right side, Shavey has it. Shavey to Lundquist. Left wing for Armin again. Around to Ferguson. Dumped down underneath. Shot up. Good! And finally the Bucks get on the board as Klinkner gets the basket. Ashlyn Klinkner, the senior, on a pass in the lane up the right side and lays it in. 9-2. Finally, the Buck fans have something to cheer about. Maverick ball now, right side. Ella Carlson on top for Sanders. Over to Carlson, down in the lane. Emily Anderson puts it up. That's off, no good. And Blue Earth area there for the rebound. Ferguson, who is a good boarder for him, grabs the board. She gets some offensive boards for the Bucks too. Right side, Kate Armin now driving in against the zone. Cut off, back out, Lundquist for three, right wing. That comes off, no good. Rebound, Mavericks quickly up into the front court. Courtney Anderson back to Emily, and her shot no good from the top of the key. In fact, it missed everything and went out of bounds. And it will belong to Blue Earth area. And here's that full court pressure here. 2-2-1 press here that Cliff Anderson putting on now for the Mavericks. Bucks pass over it, though. Klinkner left side. Has it in the front court. Now in the lane, Ferguson. Back out Lundquist. She drives in. Nice pass to Ferguson for the layup. What a feed there by Lundquist. That was a thing of beauty right there. And Ferguson dropped it right through. First two for Maddie. On top. Bucks have it right side. And Sanders tried to pass in the lane, almost stolen away, but it's kicked out to Emily Anderson. Now pass down underneath, tipped out of bounds. Off of Blue Earth area. Good defense, though, on that little session there for the Bucks. And Mavericks inbound underneath. Inbounded right in front. Shot up is no good by Shetler, and the rebound for Blue Earth area. Lundquist brings it into the front court. Right side, Ferguson. On top, Kate Armin around to the left side for Shavey. Baseline, Lundquist driving. Shoots no good, but a foul called. And Lola Lundquist is going to go to the line to shoot two. Maverick foul is on Emily Shetler, her first. Second on the Mavericks. Lundquist's first free throw, no good. Lola yet to score here tonight, the Bucks' leading scorer. Second free throw on the way, good. Lundquist with her first point, 9-5. Bucks down 9-0, a 9-0 run to start for the Mavericks, but they've closed it within four. Right side Maverick ball, Shetler has it. Down to the baseline, shot right side, no good by Maddie Carlson, rebound Bucks. Lundquist up with it, right side, on the dribble, across to Armin. Armin on top, Ferguson pops out for it, down in the lane for Klinkner, out to the corner, Lundquist for three, no good from the right corner, and the rebound off for the Mavericks. And Emily Anderson will bring it up. Goes to the right side for Sanders. Oop, and a pass there, stolen away by Kate Armin. Over to Lundquist in the lane. Lundquist back out on top. Klinkner. Left side, Kate Armin. Oh, and she lost the handle on that one, and it goes right to Maddie Carlson, who dribbles it into the front court. Off now for Sanders. And back out. Emily Anderson dribbles left side. Across to Carlson, and a shot good by Ella Carlson, right side. 4 points for Ella now. Here's the pressure again, 2-2-1 press here for the Mavericks. See if the Bucks can get past it here. Lundquist dribbles across the lane, over to Ferguson. Right side now for Kate Armin. To Ferguson, she'll shoot right side. A little bit too much on that one, but the rebound run down in the corner by Klinkner. Back out Lundquist, dribbles to the elbow left side. Lundquist now penetrating the lane, trying to bounce it underneath the Klinkner, and it's stolen away. Fourth turnover on the Bucks. Mavericks into the front court now. Emily Anderson down underneath, shot up off the glass, no good. by Shetler. Rebound to Blue Earth area. Armin up on the right side. Leaves it for Lundquist. Now Ferguson for three from the top. That's short and goes out of bounds. And will belong to Martin County West. Mavericks get the ball. Substitutions. Jessica Moore, 5'7", sophomore, checking in for Blue Earth area. And Erica Gayden will come back in with her two fouls with 6:56 to go here in the first half. 11-5, Mavericks lead. And they have the ball right side. Emily Anderson off to Shetler. To Anderson. Shetler now right side. Emily Anderson tried to pass it. It's tipped around, but right back to Shetler. Left side. Courtney Anderson drives. Lost the ball, though. Third turnover on the Mavericks as the Bucks get a steal. And Kate Armin up with it now. Gets it off to the left side for Gayden. Armin now right side. Dribbles around toward the top. Right side for Shavey. And a whistle and a foul on the Mavericks. Sanders maybe? Nope. Shetler, that's her second. Third on the Mavericks. And so the Bucks inbound underneath. Ferguson on top. Off to Shavey. Right side for Gayden. Back around, Kate Armin. Left side, Shavey trying to pass it in to Moore, but overshot her. Fifth turnover. And on the break, and a charging foul called on Maddie Carlson. Carlson called for the charge. Turnover number four on the Mavericks, and that's their fourth team foul. And now we have a timeout. 5:52 to go in the first half. Martin County West leading Blue Earth area 11-5. We're back in a minute.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services. They focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Back here at Blue Earth area, Buck ball. And after the timeout, Kate Armin right side around to Gayden. Into the lane, Ferguson right near the free throw line. Back out to Armin. Armin, Gayden tried to pass it in the lane. It's stolen away again. Sixth turnover on the Bucks. And driving underneath, Courtney Anderson lost it for a moment. Got it back out to Ella Carlson for a shot, but that's no good. And the rebound to Blue Earth area. Armin up with it. Dumps it to the elbow inside. Moore. Back out, Kate Armin. Armin dribbles around to the top. Dishes off to Gayden. Gayden. Left side now for Armin. Right side, Shavey, shot up there is no good. Pretty good look for Grace Shavey, but couldn't get it down, and the rebound off for the Mavericks. Left side now, Ella Carlson down underneath. Oh, nice feed, but the layup missed by Maddie Carlson. Got her own rebound, though, and is fouled on the putback. And so she'll go to the line. Maddie Carlson will for two shots. Fouled on the play by Jessica Moore, her first. And the third Buck foul. First free throw, no good by Maddie Carlson. Ferguson going to come out. Lundquist is in. Lundquist back into the game. She took a rest. Second free throw coming for Maddie Carlson. And that one is good. 3 points now for Maddie. And it's 12-5. Mavericks with the lead. Buckball out on top. And Gaden has it on the right wing. Gaden looking, lobs it inside to Moore. Tried to kick it back out, and that is off. And tipped away for another steal, the seventh turnover on the Bucks. Mavericks, Emily Anderson shoots a three left wing. That comes off long in the corner. Run down by Maddie Carlson, but her pass into the lane stolen away. Fifth turnover on the Mavericks. Lundquist up with it now for Blue Earth area. Off to Armin. On top, Gaden has it to Lundquist right side. Both teams have pretty much played zone here tonight. Left side, Kate Armin. Oops, and Armin dragged a pivot foot there, called for traveling, and that'll be the eighth turnover on the Bucks. So, Mavericks get it back again. 3:20 to go till halftime. 12-5, Martin County West with the lead. And Avery Sanders will bring it into the front court now for the Mavericks. Right side for Ella Carlson. Into the lane, Emily Anderson turns right on the right edge of the lane and pops it home for a bucket. She hadn't scored for a while. Seven for Emily now. 2-2-1 press again. The Bucks are going to have to negotiate. Lundquist gets it across the line. Passes to Shavey. Back to Lundquist. She shoots it up. No good. Rebound off for Martin County West. Anderson up. Down underneath. And dimps it off to Courtney Anderson. Baseline shot. No good. Bucks on the rebound. Lundquist up. Pulls it out on the right side. And her pass to Grace Shavey tipped out of bounds by Sanders. Will stay Buck ball. They'll inbound on the far sideline. Low scoring first half for sure. 14-5. Martin County West with the lead. 2:24 left to go in the first half. Right side for the Bucks. Carol Schrader back in there, 5'6 sophomore, around to Lundquist in the corner left side. Ferguson, Kate Armin, right side, Schrader. Off to Lundquist. Lundquist driving in, shot, and got it off just in time before the shot clock went off. And the Mavericks on the rebound. Out right side, shot up there, no good by Sanders. The follow by Ella Carlson, no good. Couple of missed shots for the Mavericks there, and the Bucks come away with it. Lundquist into the front court. Lundquist left side. Gets it off for Schrader. Down inside the lane. Now right corner. Lundquist has it. Lundquist left side. Kate Armin. Armin trying to drive into the lane is fouled by Avery Sanders, I believe it was. Yep, and that will be her second. Not a shooting foul. That's the 15th foul, so the Bucks will inbound underneath. Sanders will come out with her two fouls, and Maddie Carlson's back in there. Bucks inbound underneath. Lobbed on top for Lundquist. Lundquist, right side now, Kate Armin. Round to the left side. Schrader has it. Over to Klinkner, went through her hand, stolen away, and a breakaway for Courtney Anderson for the layup. The steal and the layup there by Courtney in her first two of the game. 16-5 now, Mavericks lead. Bucks across the line. Kate Armin trapped in the corner, lost the handle on it. 10 turnovers on Blue Earth area. Now underneath, Courtney Anderson open for a wide open shot, but missed it in the rebound to Blue Earth area. Lundquist back the other way. Off to Schrader, left side. Kate Armand, long three, off no good. And the rebound rolls out of bounds, will belong to the Mavericks. Down to 33 seconds left to go here in the half. 16-5, Mavericks lead. They'll try for one last shot here before the half. On top, Courtney Anderson. Lost it for a moment, gets it back. Now over to Maddie Carlson. To Courtney Anderson. Now Emily. Left side for Ella Carlson. Carlson driving in with 6 seconds. Off to Emily. Three-pointer. Good from the right wing by Emily Anderson at the buzzer. And that'll put the Mavericks up by a score of 19-5 here at halftime. Halftime 19-5. Martin County West leading Blue Earth Area. Halftime report coming up for you after we take this timeout.
Protect yourself, your family, and your community against the flu this season. And get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, earn a 20-cent fuel saver when you get your flu shot. Visit your local Hy-Vee pharmacy and protect yourself today. Some restrictions apply. Get insulin for as low as $35 at Hy-Vee Pharmacy. That's right. Manage your diabetes for less. With insulin for as low as $35 per month. Visit Hy-Vee.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for eligibility details.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
The definition of the word premier means first in importance. That's why Bank Midwest chose it for their new money market account. From the interest rate it pays, to the flexibility it offers, and the safety it provides. The Premier Money Market Account has the features that are important to you. It's the option you've been looking for. Inflation has already taken a bite out of retirement accounts and savings. Fight back and open your Premier Money Market Account at Bank Midwest today. Bank Midwest, member FDIC.
Stateline Cooperative is accepting applications for bookkeepers at our Ledyard and Marna locations. This is a full-time position with full-time benefits, including competitive wages, health, life, dental, and vision insurance, PTO, paid holidays, 401k, and clothing allowance. Applications are available at any of our locations. Pre-employment drug screens are required for all full and part-time positions. Stateline Cooperative is an equal opportunity employer. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Even though it doesn't feel like it, spring is coming soon. Spring merchandise will be arriving, and Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center needs to make room. So they're having a winter sale. Come on down and save 10 to 50% on select in-store winter items, including gloves and mittens, Carhartt coats, jackets and bibs, Kamek men's, women's, and kids' snow boots, and so much more. Come on down and save during the winter sale at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Back here at Blue Earth Area halftime, and it's Martin County West leading Blue Earth Area 19-5. And it's time now for our Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. See Lee for all your insurance needs. Well, a low-scoring first half. Was fairly close even, but the Mavs with a little bit of a spurt right at the end of the half there to go up 19-5. We'll take a look at first half numbers after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
We're back here at Blue Earth Area. Here's the numbers from the first half. First for Martin County West, Emily Anderson leading the way in scoring with 10 points. 4 for Ella Carlson. Off the bench, Maddie Carlson with three, and Courtney Anderson has two for their total of 19. Mavericks shot 8 of 25 from the floor in the first half for 32%. They were 1 of 2 from the free throw line for 50% and committed 5 turnovers in the first half. Blue Earth area led by Maddie Ferguson and Ashlyn Klinkner, each with 2 points, and Lola Lundquist just 1 in the first half for their total of 5. The Bucks a horrible first half of shooting, 2 of 19 from the floor for 10%, and they were 1 of 2, 50% from the line. They had 10 turnovers in the first half as well. So not good, not good there as the Bucks continue to struggle to get the ball in the hoop, and they find themselves down 19-5 here at halftime. B-Squad game tonight, Martin County West winning that as well. 47-19 was the final score there. Martin County West over Blue Earth area, 47-19. So here at halftime, 19-5, Blue Earth area leading, or excuse me, Martin County West leading Blue Earth area. And that is your Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. We're back with more at the half after this timeout.
Do you know where to find top healthcare for you and your family? The best is closer than you think. United Hospital District has been named one of America's best hospitals in 2023 for the category of under 25 beds by the Women's Choice Award, the trusted referral source for women. Only those hospitals that go above and beyond on care and attention earn this recognition, and we couldn't be prouder to have made the list. Now you can receive the best level of care right here close to home. Visit UHD.org to learn more. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Hi, this is Dustin. Are you a farmer, landowner, or investor looking to buy or sell real estate in Minnesota or Iowa? Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited has over 60 years of experience with helping clients buy and sell farmland. If you need appraisals, auctions, private land sales, or just some help with navigating through a transaction, we are here to help. We are a family-owned business, and ag assets are what we know. So if you are looking for experienced farmland experts, contact Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited in Fairmont, Minnesota, or find us online at auctioneeralley.com.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
At Bex Hybrids, they're dedicated to serving Faribault County farmers by delivering the industry's most diverse product lineup, backed by personalized service and agronomic support. From localized recommendations to product selection and weed management insights, they're proud to put on their boots and walk side-by-side with you every season. Contact Jason Ingleby, your area Bex dealer, at 507-525-0555. 433 in Winnebago for more information or to place an order today.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
Back here in Blue Earth, and halftime, it's 19-5. The Bucks trailing the Mavericks here at the half. Coming up this week, tomorrow night, we've got Iowa playoff basketball right here on AM 1560. And we have Maple River boys basketball tomorrow night over on 98 Country, as Maple River hosting New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Thursday night wrestling, and the schedule is out. We will have Blue Earth area in Hayfield against Westfield on Thursday night right here on KBEW. And then we'll have the Longhorns. Maple River USC wrestles Rockford at 6 o'clock Thursday night in Mound. And if they win that, which they would have a good chance to do, they will wrestle Mound Westonka following that at about 7:15. We're back with the second half of this one coming up in just a moment.
Welcome Oil Company of Welcome is your place to turn for bulk fuels and delivery. They carry farm oil and BP petroleum products, keeping engines and equipment running smoothly. Using advanced lubricant technology, these high-quality oils are formulated to meet or exceed the performance requirements of today's heavy-duty equipment. See Welcome Oil Company for fuel pumps, hoses, and hitchstock fuel carts. Call 507-728-8865. Welcome Oil Company of Welcome.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask MinIowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Back here in Blue Earth, and 19-5, Bucks have the lead. We've got time for one more quick break here, and we'll be back with the second half in just a moment.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
The Trimont Town Center Market is the store built by the community. Their deli makes it easy to grab a meal on the go or to take home. The bakery has fresh baked goods for any special occasion. The meat department offers great options in every price range, and their fresh fruits and vegetables in the produce department will have you coming back for more. They also have 24-hour pay-at-the-pump fuel service and a liquor store. They're open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thank you for shopping the Trimont Town Center Market.
At Bedrock Ready Mix, they have it, they mix it, and they deliver it. Bedrock Ready Mix is your locally owned and operated ready mix cement, rock, and sand supplier. Choose the mixture that's right for your project. Plus, Bedrock Ready Mix has exposed aggregate concretes available too. All their concrete's delivered with front load trucks, and they have the ready mix for your next cement pad, sidewalk, driveway, footings, basement, or any other project you need cement for. When your job calls for concrete, call Bedrock Ready Mix at 507-525-3400 or find them north of Winnebago on Highway 169. The attorneys at Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson are experienced with all stages of real estate transactions, from drafting purchase agreements to closing on the sale. They also provide the convenience of an in-house abstractor through Abstract and Title Services of Southern Minnesota. For experienced legal representation and convenience service in your real estate transaction, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in Southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
Back here at Blue Earth area, getting ready now for the second half of this one. Bucks will inbound down 19-5 to Martin County West. Inbounded to Lundquist, now to Cade Armand. Armand left side, Gaden on top now for Klinkner down in the lane. Shot up by Ferguson. Good look there, but it wouldn't quite roll in for her. And the rebound off for Martin County West. And the Mavericks now throw it away themselves, trying to get a pass out to the left wing, overshooting Courtney Anderson out of bounds. And so the Bucks will get it right back. Lundquist will bring it up. Just underway, second half, 19-5. And Gaden from the left corner hits a three. Erica Gaden with her first bucket of the game, a three-pointer. And it's 19-8, and quickly, Cliff Anderson calls a timeout. So, 17-22 to go here in the ball game. Bucks get a three to start the half. 19-8, Martin County West leads. We're back in a moment.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
More at Ace Hardware in the Trimont Town Center is your full-service Ace Hardware store. They carry a full line of Valspar, Clark, and Kensington paints. Grilling season is here, and you'll find Weber and Traeger grills in stock. You'll also find a full supply of lawn and garden items, including Craftsman and Toro lawn equipment. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. More and Ace Hardware in the Tremont Town Center is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Back here in Blue Earth, Bucks get the first bucket, a three-pointer by Erica Gayden to start the second half. Cliff Anderson calling a timeout. He didn't like what he was seeing there from his girls to start the half. And so the Mavericks will have the ball now as we resume play here in this half. Inbounded into the backcourt. Avery Sanders will bring it in to the front court for the Mavericks, and Lundquist gets out on her right at half court. Right side now for Ella Carlson. Around to the left side, Courtney Anderson lost it for a moment over to Ella. Baseline now for Shetler. Shetler on top, Carlson in the lane, Emily Anderson. They collapse on her on that zone. Back out right side for a shot there by Courtney Anderson. No good. The follow by Shetler. No good. And it goes out of bounds off the Mavericks. So the Bucks will get it again. And the Bucks get another stop. Right away, the Mavericks going to slap on that 2-2-1 zone here. Inbounded in the backcourt. Lundquist over to Kate Armand. Back to Lundquist. They play back and forth in the backcourt. Now Kate Armand dribbles it across the line. Gets it off to Lundquist. Left corner, Gayden. Back out. Kate Armand for three. Oh, just a little bit short. Long rebound. It rolls all the way into the backcourt. Run down there by Sanders. And dumped down underneath. Shot up Courtney Anderson. Is fouled on the play, and she's going to get a couple of free throws. Courtney Anderson to the line to shoot two. Yeah, she was fouled by Gayden, and that is her third. She picked up two quick ones at the beginning of the game and now gets her third a couple minutes into the second half, and she'll come out for a rest here, and Grace Shavey comes back into the game. Anderson missing the free throw. First one, second one on the way is no good again. Rebound put back, no good by Ella Carlson as she snuck in there, but it missed the shot, and the Bucks clear it out of there. Lundquist now into the front court. Up on top, right side, Kate Armand open for three, and she hits it. Kate Armand with her first bucket, a three-pointer, and the Bucks are within eight now, 19-11. Right side, shot put up there, rims out, no good on Sanders. Rebound, Emily Anderson, and her putback is good. 12 points now for Emily. 21-11, Mavericks lead. And the Bucks, oh, a pass too far for Klinkner trying to break that press, but luckily it bounced off of Ella Carlson out of bounds. And the Mavericks will have that one. It went off of them, and so the Bucks maintain possession. Lundquist on top. Goes to the right side, Ferguson. Around to Courtney Anderson, dumped down in the lane. Ferguson has it knocked away from her. Emily Anderson takes it to the other end, missed the first shot, but got her own rebound and puts it in. 14 now for Emily. 23-11. And the Bucks up along the far side. Elbow right side, Kate Armand on a drive but can't finish, and the rebound to the Mavericks. Emily Anderson will bring it up. Goes to the left side, dumped in the lane, now kicked out right wing, three-point shot, no good by Courtney Anderson. Kate Armand on the rebound, drives all the way to the other end, circles underneath over to Shavey. Back out, Lundquist on top. Long bomb of a three from the top there by Lundquist. No good. Saved by Shavey, but into the Mavericks, and they'll have possession. Emily Anderson up, down underneath. Oh, and her pass goes through the hands of Emily Shetler. And Blue Earth area will get it back. And so the Bucks will inbound. Back court to a little bit of full court pressure here again. Mavericks looking to trap at half court. Bucks pass over it to Klinkner. Klinkner back on top. Lundquist. Right side, Ferguson. Into the lane. Klinkner back to Cade Armand on a drive in the lane. And a whistle, a foul called on the Mavericks. It's going to be on Avery Sanders. That'll be her third. And the first on the Mavericks this half. 14-13 left to go in the game. 23-11. Martin County West with the lead. Bucks will inbound underneath. Inbounded left side. Lundquist around to Klinkner. Now Cade Armand. Three-pointer way short on the right wing. No good. Rebound Mavericks. Avery into the front court with it. Or Sanders. Yeah, Avery Sanders. Down in the lane, Emily Anderson. Oh, nice pass to the low block and a layup good by Maddie Carlson. 5 points for her, 25-11 now, Mavericks lead. And Lundquist with it in the backcourt, trying to get it across the line to avoid a trap. Now Armand is trapped over on the corner in front of the scorer's table, but is fouled also. Maverick foul called on Emily Anderson, and that'll be her first. Second foul on the Mavericks, and the Bucks inbound far sideline. Inbounded right wing. Lundquist has it. Now to Gaden on top. Off now to Klinkner. Lundquist. Lundquist to Ferguson. Ferguson off to Cade Armand driving into the lane. Little runner in front. Hits the front of the rim but wouldn't quite go for her. Bounces back off. No good. Rebound Mavericks down underneath. Another good feed by Emily Anderson to Maddie Carlson for the bucket, and she is fouled on the play. Basket is good. And the Bucks pick up their second foul. It's on Klinkner, her first. And here's Maddie Carlson to the line to try to complete the three-point play. And it is short, no good. Rebound, Blue Earth area. And Cade Armand takes it across the line, leaves it for Lundquist. Lundquist out on top, now drives in the lane, shooting in front, no good, but a foul will put Lola Lundquist to the free throw line. Foul on the Mavericks on Ella Carlson, her first, and the third on Martin County West, and Lundquist misses the first free throw. Lola, uncharacteristically low scoring, only 1 point for Lola here tonight. And she can't get the second one to go either. Klinkner's there for a putback that won't go, and Emily Anderson clears it out. Anderson up, down underneath. Now a pass to Sanders, back to Anderson, stolen. Lundquist dribbling up for the Bucks. Right side, Cade Armand. Armand to Lundquist. She'll shoot a three from the top. It's short, no good. Rebound off for Martin County West. And the Mavericks into the front court. Courtney Anderson, right side to Emily. Down underneath now for Maddie Carlson. Kicked out left side. Courtney Anderson with a shot left wing, no good. Emily had the rebound and lost it out of bounds. She was in the middle of a bunch of traffic there. And she lost it out of bounds, and the Bucks get it back. 27-11, Martin County West with the lead. Across the line, now to Gaden in the left corner. Cade Armand in the lane. Shot in front is no good by Armand. Rebound off for the Mavericks. Avery Sanders brings it up. Sanders, right side now for Ella Carlson. She drives into the zone. They collapse on her. Off to the left side now for Sanders, and they tried to get it into Maddie Carlson, but that's stolen away. Gaden up, though, and dribbled it off her foot. Back over to Sanders. Oh, and her bounce pass off the foot of Maddie Carlson. Some sloppy play by both teams here. And now a timeout is called. 11-11 left to go in the ball game. Harton County West leading Blue Earth area 27-11. And we'll be back with more here from the Mavericks and Bucks girls basketball tonight here on 98 Country or on KBEW. We're back in a moment.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
Yeah. Yep. Back here at Blue Earth area, 27-11 is the score. And the Mavericks with the lead. We're down to 11-11 left to go here in this ball game. Tomorrow night, Maple River Boys Hoops on the air over on 98.1 FM. They host New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. And we have an Iowa playoff game here tomorrow night on AM 1560. North Union, I believe, is what we have scheduled tomorrow night. So we'll be doing double duty again tomorrow night. Games on both of our stations. Foul called as Bucks come into the front court on Maddie Carlson, her second, and the fourth on the Mavericks. Bucks get it down underneath. Ferguson with a shot, no good. Rebound, Mavericks. Harton County West ball as Sanders brings it up. Lundquist called on a reach there. First foul on her, third on Blue Earth area. And Martin County West will inbound near side. Inbounded to the elbow left side. Now stepping back for a two just inside the top of the key. Emily Anderson, no good. Rebound Blue Earth area. Right side, Kate Armand, long three, right wing. That comes off, no good. And the rebound to the Mavericks. Right side, Emily Anderson. Anderson off now on top for Ella Carlson. To Courtney Anderson, down underneath for a shot. Good by Maddie Carlson again. Nice bench work for Maddie here tonight. 9 points for her now. Off the bench for the Mavericks. Lundquist out on top for Blue Earth area. Off to Kate Armand. To Lundquist. She'll shoot a long three, and it's good. Lundquist with 4 points now. Only had one in the first half. Her first points here in the second half. Four for Lundquist, 29-14. Maverick ball, and dribbling up left side. Timeout called by Martin County West, I believe. 9:40 left to go in the game. 29-14, Mavericks lead Blue Earth area. We're back in a moment.
Extend the life of your equipment with Cenex Premium Greases. Engineered with quality-based oils and well-balanced formulas to protect equipment in a wide range of temperatures and tough conditions. The Cenex line of grease products offer excellent rust protection, water resistance, and anti-wear properties to extend equipment life. Cenex Grease delivers the dependability you need to keep your operation running like a well-oiled machine.
Through the end of the month, get a discount on all oil and grease products at New Way K&H Cooperative and receive a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of Cenex lubricants purchased.
Back here at Blue Earth area, 9:40 left to go in the game. And the Mavericks inbound far sideline, inbounded to Avery Sanders. Off now to Carlson. Emily Anderson, left side, drives into the lane, shoots from in front, short, got her own rebound, and missed the putback. Wow, they just won't go. And the rebound to the Bucks. Kate Harmon into the front court, leaves it back for Lundquist, and as she shoots the three from the right wing, it's no good. Goes off of Gayden underneath. Man, it'll belong to Martin County West. Mavericks will inbound backcourt. Avery Sanders will bring it up. Dribbles to the right side on the wing. Drops it back on top for Ella Carlson. Down underneath for Maddie Carlson. And she gets it to Shetler for a shot underneath, but that won't go. Bucks on the rebound, and Lundquist pulls up and hits one just near the free throw line at the other end. Six now for Lundquist. 29-16. And the Mavericks get it across the timeline. Right side for Maddie Carlson. Kicked out left side and off the hands of Avery Sanders out of bounds. And Blue Earth Area is going to get it back on another Maverick turnover. 29-16. Martin County West leads. We're down to 8.5 minutes to go. Right side, Kate Armand to the corner. Klinkner back out. Gayden shoots a three right wing. That's off, no good. Rebound. Oop. They should have let her go. Klinkner hit that one. Avery Sanders went over to get it in the corner, and it was straddling the, tight roping the line there, and dribbled it on the baseline, and so the Bucks will get it. On top, Lundquist over to Ferguson. Klinkner. Back out right side, Kate Armand. Left side, Ferguson. Off for a three, short, no good by Lundquist. And the follow, I think, is good by Gayden. And she's fouled on the player. Not sure, I didn't caught that out of the corner of my eye. I'm not sure if the basket went in. Second foul, it was on Ella Carlson. That was not a basket. So two shots for Gayden, and the first one no good. Second one no good. Missed them both. And the rebound to the Mavericks, and a foul on Blue Earth Area. Fouls on Gayden. That's her fourth. She'll come out. Grace Shavey's back in. 8:05 left to go in the game. 29-16. Mavericks have the lead. Emily Anderson dribbles it all the way up. Reverse layup, no good, but a foul on Blue Earth Area. Oh, wait a minute here. They're going to call an offensive foul on the Mavericks. Cliff Anderson not agreeing, but the fouls on Emily Anderson. Offensive foul, her second. Six on the Mavericks now. Buck ball. As they get it on that offensive foul. Down to the right corner, Grace Shavey. Back out on top. Ferguson. Right side, and we have a foul called as Lundquist's driving in for a shot. Fouls on Ella Carlson, her third. So Lundquist to the line. And the first free throw. She was not shooting, actually, there. So this is a 1-1, and the first one is good. Seven now for Lundquist. Second free throw on the way. Good. So Lundquist hits them both. 8 points for her, 29-18. Mavericks lead. Ball dribbled off of Lundquist, but she can't quite save it before it went out of bounds. Almost got a steal. And the Mavericks inbound. Bucks putting on backcourt pressure here. And Ella Carlson puts it in play. Emily has it up on the near side. Emily Anderson. Back out near the free throw line. Shot up good by Ella Carlson. 6 points for Ella. 31-18. Mavericks lead, 7:14 to go here in the ball game. Kate Armon, right side, Shavy. Shavy dumps it into the lane, now kicked back out. Three-pointer Lundquist off, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds in the corner. It'll belong to the Mavericks. Lundquist with a decent look at the three there, but Bucks are just not on shooting here at all tonight. Maverick ball. They lead 31-18. 6:50 left to go in the game. Up on the near side, Emily Anderson dumps it down underneath. Shot off the glass. Good by Emily Shetler, and she's fouled on the play. They had a chance for a three-point play for Shetler. That's her first bucket of the night. Klinkner got the foul, her second, and the fifth on the Bucks. And the free throw no good by Shetler. Ferguson will run down the rebound. Off for Lundquist, she'll bring it up. Lundquist, right side. Back around to the left wing. Three-pointer is in and out. No good by Kate Harmon. Rebound Shavy out to Lundquist, and she shoots in the lane. No good. Excuse me. Rebound off for the Mavericks. Up on the near side. Emily Anderson has it. Dishes off for Shetler on top. Shetler goes left side. Off now for Maddie Carlson. To Courtney Anderson. Left side. Here's Shetler again. Across to Ella Carlson. Down underneath for Maddie Carlson. And she's fouled as she goes up with it. So she'll get a couple of free throws. And let's see. The foul was on Ferguson, her first. Six on the Bucks now. Two free throws for Maddie Carlson, and she makes the first one. Maddie with a nice game off the bench tonight here for the Mavericks. Double figures. She has 10. And it'll stay on 10 as the second free throw no good. And on the rebound, foul called on the Mavericks. This will be on Emily Shetler, her third. And the bonus is on, so we go to the other end, and Klinkner will go to the line. Be a 1-1 at the other end for Klinkner, and she makes the first one. So here comes the bonus for Klinkner. 5:51 left to go here in the game, 34-19. Mavericks lead, and Klinkner's second free throw no good, but a whistle. Somebody got in the lane for the Mavericks too quick there, so Klinkner's going to get another chance. Second free throw on the way, no good. Rebound, though, to Shavy. Back out Kate Armon, now over to Lundquist. And a pass to Ferguson, thrown away. Turnover for the Bucks again. The Mavericks get it back with 5:43 to go. Mavericks will inbound near side. Inbounded to Anderson. Courtney Anderson, that is. Drops it off for Ella Carlson. Elbow right side for Shetler, who makes a nice pass down to Maddie Carlson, and she cashes in on another bucket and a foul. And the Buck foul called on Ferguson, her second. So a chance for the three-point play. Maddie Carlson's free throw is good. 13 for Carlson now, 10 of those in this half. And the Bucks have it. Back the other way. Kate Armon, long three, right wing. Off, no good. Rebound grabbed by the Mavericks. Ahead to Shetler. Down underneath. Shot up is good. And that one good by Ivy Olson, who just checked in a little bit ago for the Mavericks for the first time. She's a freshman. Blue Earth area ball right side now. Grace Shavey has it off for Lundquist. Into Ferguson, out to Kate Armin. She dribbles up to the elbow left side. To Lundquist, Shavey, left side, Ferguson again. Kate Armin over to Lundquist. Lundquist goes left side. Three shot, seconds on the shot clock. Kate Armin drives in for the shot, no good. And the ball tipped out of bounds underneath off the Mavericks. So the Bucks will get another shot at it here. 4:32 now left in the game. 39-19, Mavericks lead. And Kate Armin will put it in. Inbounded to Ferguson. Ferguson on the left side, dribbles into the lane. Back out for a three. Kate Armin short, no good. Rebound off for the Mavericks. Carlson. That's Maddie Carlson dribbling underneath, and the ball knocked out of bounds by the Bucks. Mavericks will inbound under their own basket. Substitutions. Blue Earth area empty on the bench here as they bring in some subs here now. Looks like Taylor Klebundy into the game now for Blue Earth area. And who else did we see come in here? Leah Becker also has checked in. 5'5 senior. Klebundy, 5'7 senior. And also into the game, Berkeley Hagedorn, 5'8 senior. Maverick ball down underneath Ivy Olson. And a whistle and a foul from behind on the Bucks. So Ivy Olson will go to the line. This will be a 1-1 again, I do believe. Foul was called on Hagedorn, her first. And the free throw, a little bit too much on the front end of the 1-1, but the rebound, put back, no good by Maddie Carlson, and then knocked out by the Bucks underneath. And so the Mavericks will keep possession. They'll inbound underneath again. 4:05 left to go. Inbounded on top. Sanders, right side. Emily Anderson for three from the right wing. No good. Rebound tipped around, and the Bucks finally come away with it. And Kate Armin across the line, but we're going to have a timeout here just for substitutions, though, so we'll keep it right here. And the Bucks inbound on the far side. Kate Armin has it on top. Bucks now have Isabel Vargas in there now as well. 5'5 sophomore. Down to the right corner. Shot taken there by Leah Becker. No good. Rebound off for the Mavericks. Emily Anderson brings it up. Dishes down low for Sanders. Sanders back out on top. Emily Anderson drives in the lane, shoots in front, no good. Rebound rolls around, and Kate Armin comes away with it. She'll take it all the way in and is blocked by Emily Anderson, out of bounds. Stays Buck ball, though. They'll inbound from underneath with 3:13 now left to go in the game. 39-18. Martin County West has the lead. Inbounded by Kate Armin. Now they pass it back to her left side, to Klinkner, to Hagedorn. Hagedorn out on top, goes around to the right side. Vargas. Vargas off now, Hagedorn. Hagedorn into Klinkner. Down to 8 seconds on the shot clock. Ball knocked out underneath. Off of the Mavericks, 7 seconds to shoot here on the shot clock. Bucks inbound. Right side, Klinkner. She'll shoot the three. It's short, no good. An air ball rebound, Emily Anderson. Anderson back up with it, drives into the lane, now dishes back left side for Ella Carlson, down underneath, shot up, no good by Maddie Carlson, but she got her own rebound and put it back in. 15 for Carlson now. She leads the Mavericks in scoring here tonight. Left side, Becker for the Bucks. On top, Hagedorn over to Vargas. Right side for Kate Armin. Armin, right side, Klinkner. Klinkner back on top for Vargas. Left side. Armin drives in the lane. Shot in front, no good, but a foul called. It will put Kate to the line to shoot two. So Kate Armin to the line. The foul on Ivy Olson, her first. Kate with just 3 points here tonight. First free throw on the way, good. And a second one coming for Kate Armin. 2:01 left to go in the ball game. 41-20, Martin County West leads it. And Armin ready with her second free throw on the way, good. Five for Kate. Maverick ball. Substitutions for them now. Ida Roman is in the game. Sophomore, there's a shot left side taken by Addie Woolheater. Off rebound, shot right side again by Roman. And the rebound, that one missed, the Bucks have it. Minute 40 to go. And now a whistle. And a timeout has been called. Timeout with 1:38 left to go in the game. 41-21, Martin County West leading Blue Earth Area. We're back in a minute.
Hi, this is Ian Sin with the Sin Family Celebration of Life Center in Trimont. Our newly remodeled facility can host funerals, visitations, and meals all in one convenient location. Check us out on Facebook or at www.sinfuneralhome.com to learn more, or call us today at 507-639-5711 to learn about how pre-arranging with us can lock in today's prices while also giving your family peace of mind. Sin Family Celebration of Life Center is proud to be family-owned and locally operated.
I've had migraines, so I've been to a lot of other chiropractors.
Here's Lonnie Nelson.
A guy I used to work with actually recommended Dr. Shane Tafe. He'd started going there, and when I went to Dr. Shane Tafe, he had a different kind of style of adjusting my neck and the different adjustments that he did brought even more relief, and I started not going to the chiropractor quite as much. I also had the regenerative tissue injections. Really felt a lot better. I've been able to sleep better. Been a life changer for me.
Find us at TafeWellnessCenter.com to see how we can help you stay feeling at your best.
Back here in Blue Earth, 1:38 left to go in the game, 41-21. Mavericks have the lead. And the Bucks inbound far side. Armin has it, left side. Klabundy's in there again. To the top side for Armin. Berkeley Hagedorn now to Klabundy. Back to Hagedorn. Hagedorn pass back to the top, stolen away. And a break and a layup missed at the other end by Hannah Rosenberg, who's in there now for the Mavericks. There's a shot left side, no good. Ivy Olson saves it in, but to the Bucks. And Leah Becker trying to bring it up has it knocked away from her. And it will stay Blue Earth Area ball. They'll inbound near side. Klinkner will put it in. 58 seconds left to go in the game. Inbounded to Armin. Goes to the right side. Hagedorn to Becker. To Klabundy, trying to get it underneath to Klinkner, and she lost it out of bounds on the baseline. So that'll go back to the Mavericks with 43 seconds to go. So the Mavericks with the ball. Right side, Hannah Rosenberg down underneath. And Ida Roman lost the handle on it. Bucks come away with it. Kate Armin up with 25 seconds. Her pass tipped around, but picked up by Klabundy and then stolen away by Addie Woolheater. She'll dribble it to the other end for the Mavericks. Off to the right corner for Roman. 13 seconds to go. Shot right side. No good by Wolheater. Rebound put back by Taylor Poppy. No good. And the rebound to the Bucks. And Kate Armin will shoot it at the buzzer. It's no good. And your final score will be Martin County West 41, Blue Earth Area 21. That's the final here tonight. We'll come back and wrap this one up in just a moment.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles. But what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Get the latest soybean technology in Asgrow's Extend Flex soybeans from Wagner Seed. Extend Flex yield technology gives you more consistent, flexible weed control, especially in tough-to-manage and resistant weeds, while also giving you higher yield opportunity with more beans per pod and more bushels per acre. Find out about Asgrow Extend Flex soybeans at Wagner Seed, serving South Central Minnesota, now in our fifth generation of seed sales.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, final again, Martin County West with the win, 41-21. Here's the scoring tonight for the Mavericks. They were led off the bench by Maddie Carlson tonight with 15 points. Emily Anderson had 14, 6 for Ella Carlson, and then 2 for Courtney Anderson, 2 for Emily Shetler, and 2 for Ivy Olson for their total of 41. Blue Earth Area led by Lola Lundquist with 8 points. Nobody made it to double figures tonight. 8 for Lundquist, 5 for Kate Armin, 3 for Erica Gayden, 2 for Maddie Ferguson, and 3 for Ashlyn Klinkner for the Bucks total of 21. So Blue Earth Area falling to 2-20 on the season, and the Mavericks raise their record now to 17-5 on the season. Tomorrow night, Maple River boys basketball will be over on 98.1 FM for that. As Blue Earth Air, or as the Eagles, that is, host New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. And here on KBEW, more Iowa playoff action, postseason action for tomorrow night. 41-21, Martin County West with the win over Blue Earth Area here tonight. Thanks to Grace back at the studios. I'm Randy Allen. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody. Area versus Martin County West girls basketball is brought to you by Bevcom, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing of Blue Earth, Bank Midwest of Fairmont and Sherburn, Jason Ingleby, your Bex Hybrids dealer of Winnebago, Jay's Shop of Blue Earth, Welcome Oil Company, Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited of Fairmont, East Chain LP Gas, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Trimont Town Center Market of Trimont, Greg Heine, your pioneer dealer of Delavan, Wagner Seeds of Wells, Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth, Moore and Ace Hardware of Trimont, Hy-Vee of Fairmont, the United Hospital District, M&M Insurance, New Way K&H Cooperative, Sin Celebration of Life Center of Trimont, State Line Cooperative, Mid-Iowa Agency of Blue Earth, Bedrock Ready Mix of Winnebago, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, and by Tafe Wellness Center of Algona.
This is KBEW Blue Earth, a service of Riverfront Broadcasting.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
Stayed.
KBEW reminds you to catch up on the Wells Area News every weekday morning at 9:40 and 11:55. Commitment to community service. This is KBEW Blue Earth.
Source Zero Meteorology Forecast, I'm meteorologist Patrick McMillan. As we make our way through the beginning of the work week, we'll see a high-pressure system bring to our area relatively quiet weather. Then, by Wednesday, we see a low make its way across the northern plains, bringing with it the chance for rain and snow, clearing out by Thursday, but a chance of snow quickly returns by Thursday night, then taking us into Friday morning. Again, we'll see some calm weather return for the beginning of next weekend. As we take a closer look at the forecast, overnight, partly cloudy with a low of 22. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies and a high of 41. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy skies and a low of 27, with a chance of rain moving in by early Wednesday afternoon, mostly cloudy and a high of 45. Wednesday night, we'll see rain and snow, mostly cloudy skies and a low of 22, then mostly sunny end of the day on Thursday and a high of 32. Thursday night, a chance of snow returns late in the night, mostly cloudy skies and a low of 17, with a chance of snow Friday morning, mostly sunny by the afternoon and a high of 26. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Patrick McMillan, and that's the latest weather on KBEW. Right now, it's 28.
1560 AM, 95.3 FM, KBEW.
Yeah. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, I Hate Myself for Loving You, as we're rolling nonstop with Orleans, Dance With Me, John Mellencamp, Small Town, and the Cars, Drive.
Nothing's wrong.